Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Fantasy Sports today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, along with David Matic, for the next hour, carrying you all the way through the morning and getting you ready for the final week in fantasy football. For a lot of you, your season probably coming to an end, but naturally there are still playoffs to come. We'll discuss some potential playoff fantasy football as well. And David, it's great to be back with you here on the show. Got a little more clarity on the NFL situation, although we're still sort of uncertain where we stand with this Bills-Bengals potentially resumption of a suspended game. I know that I'm playing for the championship in one of my leagues. We, you know, sort of, put that aside yesterday, I think, which was the right thing to do. But now, I think that's the main topic for a lot of fantasy football championships. It's sort of in flux at the moment. No one really knows what to do.
No one really knows what to do. I think you're right. I mean, this is where I land. I think that this game is probably not going to be played. I do not think Bills-Bengals is going to be resumed. Now, I don't know if it's going to be a no contest. I don't know if one of the teams is going to forfeit. I don't know if there is going to be a solution reached in terms of, okay, the Chiefs get the one seed because of the no contest, but if they play the Bills or the Bengals, then it's played at a neutral site. But my guess is this game doesn't get played. I've seen some leagues where the score is close, right? So the score was close, and the losing team, you know, maybe had Burrow, maybe had Chase, maybe had T, and the two players playing in the final, they split the pot, or they did a 60-40 split. I think you could do that. These huge fantasy football contests, you know, $2 million to first place, $1 million to first place. I mean, Craig, they're all terrified, right? None of these places want a lawsuit. None of them want to pay out too early. So I think they're waiting. And I think probably these contests are going to remain open until the NFL comes out and says Bills, Bengals, whatever, the resolution is. But it's, I don't envy anybody involved. Don't envy the Bills. No. Don't envy the Bengals. Don't envy in the decision makers. It's a very, very tricky situation.
Yeah. I mean, I forget which provider, but I saw one say basically everything is over and that's it. And then I saw
the FFPC said that's it.
I mean, that's it. But the NFFC is like, nah, we're going to wait and just see what happens, which I think was probably the better take on this at the moment. So, but again, it's not an easy situation to be in. There's a lot of money at stake, I know, for a lot of people. Obviously, DeMar Hamlin, his health is first and foremost. But, at some point, this is going to move on. I mean, the NFL's already announced that they're playing Week 18 here at this point. And so we'll just keep you updated throughout the week with anything that we know. It's not a great situation to be in, I know, for a lot of you, including myself, playing for a fantasy football championship. I'm down in my championship 17 points, and I have Ja'Marr Chase. My opponent has T. Higgins. I know that I'm up against it, and I'm probably not going to win, but I'm not just willing to take the L. Like, I want to see the game be played in some way just to see if there's a chance of that happening. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase has gotten 40 points in fantasy before. So, I mean, who knows? So, I mean, I'm not unrealistic. I know I'm probably not going to win, but I'm not willing to just say, L, that's over. So we will see. I don't know. Starting to percolate, I think, with a lot of fantasy leagues as well. All right, let's get to our headlines. We had three games in the NBA yesterday. Giannis with another huge performance. He had 55 points yesterday. And as we mentioned, the Bills-Bengals not going to be played this week. We just don't know what the future is there. Boy, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they had over 150 points yesterday in the NBA. What in the world's going on there? and they beat the Boston Celtics, and also a tale as old as time. College football season ends. Davis, Jim Harbaugh talking to someone in the NFL. Naturally, what usually happens from this, we usually wait a few days, and then the University of Michigan makes an announcement that Jim Harbaugh has been extended and paid more money, or something along those lines. Maybe this time is different. I don't know. I don't rule anything out anymore in sports, but it certainly seems that's the path it's gone the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, look, Harbaugh's not leaving, man. I think to leave, he would have to go into a situation where the team was already great, you know, ready to win. And my guess is that he doesn't view this Denver Broncos situation as such. And just for example, you know, if I was the Broncos, I would rather get Sean Payton than Harbaugh anyway, honestly. Like, Sean Payton is a great head coach and a very, I think he has experience, by the way, Sean Payton, with a noodle-armed older quarterback and how to keep that guy sustained, right? And he had Drew Brees at his peak, and he had Drew Brees when Drew Brees could, like, barely move and was able to get 11 wins a season out of both of those guys. And that is, by the way, the scuttlebutt in the NFL, is that Sean Payton wants to come back and coach, and that lots of teams want him, and that it might be a first-round pick in compensation to the New Orleans Saints in order to acquire the rights to have Sean Payton be your head coach, which is kind of interesting. We've seen this happen in the NBA. Doc Rivers, that situation a couple of years ago, he got moved for, it was a first-round pick, obviously not as high of a first-round pick because he went to a good team. And the Oklahoma City Thunder, Craig, by the way, 150 points last night, smoked the Boston Celtics. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander out, didn't play, illness. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. I actually think Oklahoma City might look at their roster and they might be like, you know what? Let's just go for it, man. Let's trade a first round pick for one of these guys, because they're going to get Chet Holmgren back next year. And the Celtics, I mean, they have to start worrying, because the Eastern Conference is so freaking good, man. And they have just let some of these games go by in a way that I really, it's very, like, anytime Tatum and Brown and Smart are all in and they are not like 80% favorites to win a game, it is crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean, Brooklyn, a 10-game winning streak at one point. Philadelphia, a long winning streak at one point. Milwaukee, pretty good as well. So, yeah, sort of wide open in the East for sure. Wide open overall in the NBA. All right, coming up next, we dive into some potential playoff matchups for fantasy and some stacks as well. So, don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. We're going to dive into some playoff stacks real quick. A couple of the reporters in South Florida saying, Davis, that the Miami Dolphins have added a quarterback to their practice squad. Let me add, there's a chance that this quarterback starts this week for the Miami Dolphins. It is Mike Glennon. Mike Glennon has been added to the Dolphins practice squad. Teddy Bridgewater has a broken finger. I feel like, Davis, they're playing this coy. I don't think he's going to be able to play. It's his throwing hand. And I don't think that they want to start Skylar Thompson again. So I got to tell you, I think there's a chance Glennon's going to play this week. We'll see.
Yeah, which would mean that there were two teams that were basically playing for their playoff lives who were going to be bringing in a guy who had not been on their roster all year long. We have Josh Dobbs, who started in week 17. Looked fine, I guess. I mean, you know, Dobbs does probably give them a better chance to win than Malik Willis. Everyone, longtime viewers of the show, know that's hard for me to say. I thought Willis was going to be okay, but I'm very much lowering my expectations for him moving forward. And then, so the Dolphins, basically, if they win against the Jets, the crazy thing is it's not a win and you're in. So they have to beat the Jets, and then I believe the Bills have to beat the Patriots, and then the Dolphins get in. Yeah. But if the Patriots beat the Bills, who, by the way, the Bills' motivation, I mean, like, they could, if that game could be completely meaningless, and we might not know, you know, because the NFL, we just talked about this in the intro, it's still kind of completely up in the air. There's a lot up in the air pending for Bills, Bengals, and all this, but I cannot believe Mike freaking Glennon and Josh Dobbs are starting must-win games in week 18. Not a great advertisement for the NFL.
Yeah, and again, the Dolphins are going to play this right to the end. I'm not saying that Glennon's going to start. I'm just saying that that's sort of the scuttle that's going on right now on Monday. I think they brought in two other quarterbacks too, and I guess they landed on Glennon this week against the Jets. We'll see, but it could happen. I would not be shocked. Okay, so now in terms of things we know, this is also a very hard week to bet on the NFL with a lot of these things very uncertain. Normally, just with a week 18, you can get ahead of some of these lines, but because of that Bengals-Bills situation, it's really hard to do that with the Saturday games and Sunday too. But we do know some things, Davis, and we know the fantasy football playoffs are coming. The playoffs are coming, so you can play playoff fantasy football. It's probably a better way to say it. And, you know, some stacks I know that you're going to be looking at. We definitely have several teams we know are guaranteed to make it. So as we get closer, we'll dive into our daily lineups. But what are you looking at right now?
So, I mean, this is like maybe kind of an unpopular opinion, but over the years, I've actually come forward to really, really look. I mean, I love playoff fantasy football because it merges two skill sets. Like in seasonal fantasy football, a lot of what you're doing is like, you know, reading news blurbs from the Jacksonville Jaguars beat writers and being like, oh, Christian Kirk, he's having a pretty good summer. And you're projecting playing time. And like, obviously you need to project skill and efficiency, but it's also a little bit less about like market making, right? And being like, oh, I think the market is actually too down on the Dallas Cowboys or too high on the Minnesota Vikings or whatever. So I've always loved that aspect of it. You know, because obviously most of the way these formats are set up is that your roster is set. There's no moves. You're not changing anything. It's set at the beginning of the playoffs. So your goal should be get as many guys who are going to make the Super Bowl as possible. You know, for example, an underdog gets a 5-person starting lineup. So if you don't have 5 guys on your roster out of 10 who make it to the Super Bowl, you're probably not going to win very much money. The FFPC format is maybe more interesting. You are allowed a maximum of 1 player per team. So you kind of, it's kind of even more of a merge of like, okay, I think Travis Kelce is going to be the more valuable fantasy asset for Kansas City than Mahomes would be. So if they're the Super Bowl team, and it's, so I love that format. And then the NFFC format is pretty great as well. That's a format where you start out in the wild card round. You can only have 1 player per team, and then that halves. So in the second week, you can add 2. Third week, you can add 3. Get to the Super Bowl, you can add 4 to fill out a starting lineup. And every week that a player remains in your lineup, they get a multiplier. So you have to be getting these games correct. If you get the divisional round all wrong, your team is basically dead. Like at that point, you pretty much can't win. So I love all these formats. And I was just thinking a good exercise for us today could be taking a look at some of the best stacks, because obviously you want your teammates to be correlated in here, beginning with Craig, our guy. We both love this guy, Kadarius Toney. He's been in, he's been out, he's got 2 touchdowns on like 9 receptions as a Kansas City Chief. I think Mahomes and Toney, if I'm thinking about how do the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, how do they elevate, how do they become better than the Bills, how do they become better than the Bengals, the 2 teams they lost to in the regular season, I mean, the most obvious thing for them is Travis Kelce's really good, McKinnon's pretty solid, but their wide receivers, Craig, have stunk. They MBS, horrible. I guess Juju's been fine. Hardman's been injured. You know, Justin Watson, whatever. I think their plan as a team should be they got to play Toney a lot more in the playoffs because he's actually a difference maker.
Yeah. I mean, I guess after what I saw last week, I think he fumbled a punt, if I'm not mistaken, or something
he
like
did.
That. Like, I mean, that's the thing with him. Is like, I always feel like he's 1 play away from not playing again with that team. You know, that would be my concern. I'll tell you the other format that I like, and I've played this for years too. I think I played it last year. I don't remember. Is the one and done format where it's sort of like the season long where you can use anybody you want and you go up and anybody can use anyone in the fantasy playoffs. Just sort of like DFS, you use them once, Davis, and then you're done. You can't use that player again. And you run it all the way through the Super Bowl. I've really enjoyed that through the years too. I think we did actually do that. Didn't we do that last year?
We did it. Me, you, Brett,
George.
And George, Joe. we all did it. Yeah.
Did I win that? I think I did good in that. I don't know. I don't, maybe Joe did. I don't remember. Anyway. Okay. So let's look at some other potential stacks here. We know the Bucks are in They play the Falcons this week. Todd Bowles says the guys are going to play Davis, by the way. Yeah, right. I believe that. Play Tom Brady going into the play against Atlanta in a meaningless game. I don't think I've ever heard anything stupider than that. No offense. Brady has Godwin there, obviously. Evans had that big game, so you know a lot of people are going to think it's the Evans show now. Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, naturally, and then Dak Prescott, Michael Gallup. These are some of your favorite stacks going into the playoffs. Keep in mind, for those of you reading this, folks, this is not for this week. The playoffs, just to remind people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm already getting into these playoff contests. You know, they're open on Underdog. And by the way, the Thrive contest, you know, we will be doing the Thrive 5. I think the Thrive app will be a great way to get some action on these playoff games. So the Brady and Godwin one for these contests where the score accumulates for all four rounds. I mean, Craig, can't you just see this freaking written in stone? Like, I'm already seeing it. They host a playoff game against the Dallas Cowboys, who are, Bucks. You know, got like 9 more wins than them, way better than them in the regular season. Doesn't matter. Cowboys mess up. Dak throws a pick six. Yep. Brady wins. Then they get the softer side of the matchup because they were the division winner. They got the 4 seed. They play, you know, the Giants or whoever at home. They beat that team. They're in the NFC Conference Championship. Oh, Jalen Hurts versus Tom Brady. It's Jalen Hurts' first, you know, really, really big game of his NFL career. Brady's been here 100 times. It's already written. I can already see it so clearly in front of me. And it makes me sick to my stomach. I am not a Brady guy, but like the path to this awful, no fun to watch Buccaneers team making the Super Bowl is just so painfully clear to me.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to get to the Super Bowl, but I think they're going to get close to that point and get annihilated by some team right before they get there. That would be my guess as to what's going to happen. Real quick, Washington announces today, Davis, that they're going back to Taylor Heineke, so Carson Wentz's time in Washington is done. And Sam Howell, we'll get a chance to see him play. I have him in a dynasty league, so I'm curious.
Yeah, I want to see Sam Howell play. I'm glad to. I mean, I don't think we'll ever have to watch Carson Wentz play quarterback again. So that is, there we go. Very, very happy about that. No more Carson Wentz in my life.
Yeah, well, it'll be a backup for some team next year for sure. All right, Daily Fantasy Basketball up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. We'll dive very heavy into the NFL tomorrow here on the show, but we continue on FST with clarity on tonight's daily fantasy slate, Davis, and a big slate it is in the NBA. I'm always looking for those high totals. Boy, Sacramento Kings playing really good basketball, scoring a lot on offense, total with them and the Hawks tonight, 245. So that's one of the games, obviously, that we will take a look at, see if we can find some players there. And then, obviously, every night, the injuries are always a factor before we set our lineup here.
Yep, every night we got to run through. Although I would say, I mean, you know, look, massive 12-game slate, and there are guys who are not on the injury report right now who are going to end up not playing for whatever reason, but kind of looking through. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is questionable with that illness that he missed with last night. I don't know if that was an illness in quotes or if he just needs to be managed a little bit, but if he doesn't play, the Oklahoma City guys who all were, you know, phenomenal last night. I mean, they're all super cheap, Giddy and Dort and both of the Jalen Williamses. But that is a pretty big one. LeBron is, again, questionable. He's going to play if it's not a back-to-back style situation. Probably the biggest one that is new and is going to be impacting our decisions tonight is that Zion Williamson suffered a hamstring injury. He's not going to play for probably like 3 weeks. They play against Houston tonight, so you got to feel that they could probably get a win even without him. That's going to bring CJ McCollum into play, Jonas Valanciunas, all of their wings, and Larry Nance Jr., who's kind of their backup Zion. He plays like the same power forward center positions as Zion. He's also out, so we're kind of looking at the Pelicans as our number one source of value in tonight's slate.
All right, so let's take a look at the pricing, see who we come up with tonight. Basically, all hands on deck. A lot of players involved tonight. So we'll start off with the forwards. We've got LaMelo Ball tonight, and he is priced at 10,200. You would imagine a lot of looks going Ball's way tonight, I would think. Ja Morant is 10-1. If SGA plays, his price is 9,900. James Harden on the Sixers is 9,800. Damian Lillard, 9,700. And look how, oh boy, DraftKings has given Donovan Mitchell a huge boost after last game. He checks in at 9,800. I thought he was like in the 8,000s last week, but there is track record. I guess when a player does score a lot of points in a game, Davis, they usually don't go blank the next day. There's like that motivation to break some records. Like he has 71 in one game and 50 in another. It's like some sort of all-time record for a team or a guard or something like that. So, I probably would expect another big game from him tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any reason why there wouldn't be. There's also a little bit of history between these two teams, you know, or between these two guys, because Donovan Mitchell played in the same division as Phoenix for so long. And Cleveland is banged up. You know, that was part of the reason why we saw so many touches, so many points. I mean, the stats the other night for Donovan Mitchell were insane. He had 11 assists in a game where he had 71 points. I mean, that is so far above the record. Kobe had 2 assists when he got 81, you know, most of the other 70-point games were like big guys. It was like David Robinson, Wilt, and Kareem. Those guys wouldn't have very many assists because Darius Garland has been out and Evan Mobley also missed the other night. So it's kind of like, you know, he's really the only game in town. So we'll have to monitor the status there. But obviously, I do really like Donovan Mitchell tonight. Probably my favorite high-priced guard is Morant, though, against Charlotte. Kind of like playing Morant and Ball in the same lineup together if you can. I like that little mini correlation there. Looking at some of our value guys, seems like Jalen Brunson is going to be joined in the starting lineup in New York by Emmanuel Quickley. So they're going to start Quentin Grimes, Quickley, and Jalen Brunson, and it's a really good matchup for the Knicks tonight against the San Antonio Spurs. Caris LeVert starting alongside Donovan Mitchell in the backcourt for the Cleveland Cavaliers. LeVert is like, he's just one of these really fascinating guys. He had 50 3 weeks ago, and then literally, this is true, he had 50 one night and then scored 0 points on 11 shots the next night. Wow. It's just kind of the guy, just kind of the type of guy that he is, but he's been really strong here, kind of helping keep the Cavs afloat. Well, Darius Garland has been banged up. And then in terms of like really cheap guys, we have all the Pelicans guys and Malik Monk, who I continue to like for the Sacramento Kings as their instant offense guy off the bench.
All right, so those are some options tonight. By the way, all this info available over at dailyroto.com. All right, now let's check in on some of the other options tonight. And clearly coming off of 55 performance, Giannis is the highest priced player on the board tonight. He is almost 12,000 tonight over on DraftKings, priced at 11,800. We also have LeBron James, who is at 10,700 tonight for the Lakers if he does play. Julius Randle, 10,500. Domantas Sabonis back in the lineup in a good matchup as well at 10,400. Pascal Siakam, 10,300. And we close it out with all 10,000 prices tonight. Kevin Durant of the Brooklyn Nets also at 10,000 tonight.
Well, first off, give me Durant on this list. I think that, remember, we had that melee the other night for Orlando. So Orlando is going to have some guys suspended here, which is going to mean that Paolo Banchero, who is 8,000, is probably going to be one of the most owned forwards. I think Randall will be pretty popular because he's got this really good matchup against the Spurs, who, really other than Pirtle, the Spurs are so bad. It's weird to see a really bad San Antonio Spurs team. Don't think we'd see very many of those in my lifetime. But yeah, give me Durant against the Bulls, guarded by DeMar DeRozan, who God bless him, not the best defender in the NBA. And Durant is just playing so good right now. The Nets have won 12 games in a row. I really like him as our spend up option here, and I really like Anthony Edwards as our salary leverage guy on Paolo Banchero. I just think, not really that interested in playing a 35% owned Paolo Banchero, but probably the forward slots are better used spending on some of our value guys. We have Najee Marshall, who I think is probably the best one from the Pelicans, but we also have Trey Murphy Jr., who looks pretty strong there as well. And they might not even start either one of those guys. You know, we might even have a different value situation. In fact, I could see them just saying, you know what, we're playing Houston, we're at home, Zion's out. We're tired. We just got back from a road trip. Let's sit out all these dudes. Let's make this our G League game. Let's have eight guys available. I could definitely see that. So I, for sure, if you are playing tonight, I would keep your eye out for the mass rest situation for the New Orleans Pelicans. And I do really like Scottie Barnes tonight as well. I kind of like all the Raptors wings, OG, Siakam, Scottie Barnes, Gary Trent Jr. I like all these guys because I would imagine this is a super important game for like seeding and stuff. It's pretty early in the season for these games to be really important, but like the tiebreakers and the Eastern Conference is so tight. All of that's probably going to come into play. Giannis and the Bucks are on the second night of a back-to-back. The Raptors are not. I think we might see Barnes and Siakam play like 42 minutes tonight. So I really like both of those dudes in DFS tonight.
All right. And then center options as we close it out, we have Joel Embiid, who is at 11,200 tonight, by far the highest price. Bam Adebayo of the Heat is starting to really pick it up. He is now at 8,700 on DK tonight. Nikola Vucevic, with all of those players out, could be an option at 7,400. DeAndre Ayton at 7,400 as well. Jarrett Allen, 6,800. Miles Turner, 6,600 tonight on DraftKings.
Yeah, I mean, every night we get to the center position and there's always someone who's projected for like a billion points and that guy is never owned. Tonight, exact same deal. I mean, Embiid, it's so funny. You know, we did NBA fantasy standouts yesterday and we're like, oh, yeah, Donovan Mitchell at 71, Klay Thompson at 54. I mean, we just skipped right by Embiid with 44 points, 15 rebounds, 4 blocks, 2 steals. It's like, oh, yeah, Embiid just had 76 fantasy points, but, like, you know, whatever. I don't know. Stuff like that just happens in the NBA. Kind of crazy that the NBA really is in such a great spot. I wish that, in general, seasonal fantasy basketball was more popular because it and the game works against itself. You know, there are too many games, 82 games. These guys sit out all the time. Like, the NBA would have to go to, like, 60 games in a season, I think, to make seasonal NBA more popular. But it really is in such a great spot right now. But back to the center position, love Sabonis tonight against Atlanta. They are on the second night of a back-to-back, but this thumb injury that kept him out for a couple games seems like it's not really a big deal. The Kings keep scoring so many points. The Hawks, one of the worst interior defenses in the NBA. And we got a couple value guys here as well. Whoever starts at center for Oklahoma City could be Mike Muscala, could be Jalen Williams, but Poku is out. I don't think Shea is going to play tonight. I'm just guessing. So what they're going to do is they're just going to move everyone up a slot. So Giddey's going to move from shooting guard to point guard, and Dort is going to move from small forward to shooting guard, so on and so forth. And they're just going to add a center into the lineup. I think it'll probably be Jalen Williams. Jalen Williams with an I, not an E. Very confusing there, too. Jalen Williams is on Oklahoma City. Both rookies, too, by the way. Like, really, just does not happen very often. And Mason Plumlee against the Memphis Grizzlies. The Plumlee brothers, I do not know what it is about these guys. They don't seem to ever impact winning a ton. Mason, Miles, and there was another one who I think was on the Bucks for a while. But these guys, Craig, when they come in, they are always good for DFS when they start. If a Plumlee brother is starting in the NBA, use that dude in DFS. That is my professional advice.
All right, so there you have it. Our look tonight at the Daily Fantasy Slate. As a reminder, completely free information for you, for those of you who are playing NBA Daily Fantasy. And my guess is, with the NFL regular season coming to an end, a lot more people are going to be interested in this. So if you are, just go over to dailyroto.com. This team is getting a lineup set for you every single night throughout the rest of the NBA regular season and even into the playoffs. So engage on that as quick as you like, because NFL season's over as of Sunday. We think. We don't know. All right, we will take a quick time out here on the show. When we come back next, it's time for some fantasy or reality, and then the Sports Grid 60. So make sure you stay on the grid. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, with the NFL season winding down, basketball in the NBA and college basketball obviously taking focus, baseball will be here soon enough in February. Davis and I will be diving hard into team previews and fantasy baseball content right after the Super Bowl. We'll be diving in a lot more than we are right now, that's for sure. I know a lot of you count on me for that, but we're going to wait a little bit longer on that because we still have plenty to get to. And obviously, we're throwing something else into the mix weekly here on FST. For those of you who watched us all last year, you know we covered a lot of golf content, and you can go to our social media channels at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV because we cover golf like no other here on the channel, including our guy Dubs Anderson. He's always breaking things down. Davis is very heavily engaged. That's at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. The first golf event of the season is coming up this week. Pretty soon we'll be talking about spring and the Masters coming in, Davis. Naturally, some big events before then. Waste Management Open is less than a month away as well. Davis, anything you like in particular as you look at this slate this week in golf? I know that still the early tournaments don't really indicate a lot, but I'm going to close my eyes and guess that John Rahm is favored because we went through that for about 12 weeks straight last week. I'm going to just guess. But I would guess that he's favored. I haven't looked at it, that he's favored, but the field is closing in on Rahm. That would be my guess because a lot of other players played great last year. That's my guess.
Yep, you're right. Rahm is favored on every book. He's like 6-1, 7-1, depending on your book. I mean, honestly, I would tell you if your book is running a promo or whatever, if you can get this guy at 8-1, 9-1, 10-1, or whatever, I would do it. I would definitely do it. This tournament that they're doing, it's the Century sponsored Tournament of Champions. They play this in Hawaii at the Kapalua course, and I mean, it is exactly what it is. Everyone who won on the PGA Tour gets to come and play this this week, and of course, you know, you do get some funny names in there, like, yep, Trey Mullinax and Chez Reavie are gonna be here, as well as, you know, some of the best players in the world. And then, you know, some of the guys who are the best players in the world but didn't win last year, they don't get to come, which I don't know, it's probably a little bit of a bummer for them. But I do have a wager for our friends out there this week. I will be taking my guy, Justin Thomas. His number is going to vary a little bit. I would like to get it at 12-1. If you can get it any deeper than that, I definitely would. But I think that you can even bet it at 10-1. I mean, that seems fine to me, just to get a little bit of a sweat here as we come back into the season. And I mean, Craig, you hit the nail on the head. Like, Rahm is taking so much of the win equity out of these tournaments that any tournament he doesn't win or starts off poorly, like, you got a really good bet on someone else.
Yeah, I mean, I remember this all last year at the beginning of the year, just every tournament, Rahm was favored and someone else. But I do feel like there's a lot of others that will compete at, you know, toward the middle of the year. Again, this all sort of evens out, but we'll see. All right, time now for some fantasy or reality. Well, what a ripple effect it would be. Michigan now losing in the college football semifinal 2 years in a row, Davis. They haven't won a bowl game in 6 years either. And naturally, it's rumor time in the NFL. So many openings coming, I believe, next week. I think we're going to be sitting here on Monday with at least four or five teams making coaching changes. And then who knows, even after that with playoff losses, I think we could see a lot more happening. So naturally, Jim Harbaugh is going to be coveted. He has Michigan in contention every year. He's had them in the college football playoff 2 years in a row. He had a lot of success as the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers. He had a lot of success as a quarterback in the NFL. This is not a money thing, I don't think, for Jim Harbaugh. He's got plenty of money. Played in the NFL. I mean, doesn't need to make another dollar the rest of his life. But the rumors are out there. I guess he spoke to the owner of the Carolina Panthers. So naturally, that gets the ball rolling. Does that get the ball rolling for another long-term extension where Harbaugh gets even more money? Or is it legit that he jumps back into the NFL with nothing left to prove as head coach of the Wolverines, which I would disagree because guy hasn't won a championship. Guy hasn't won a semifinal game either. Fantasy reality, Davis. Jim Harbaugh will be coaching in the National Football League next season.
All right, well, just taking a look at it, I mean, who are the teams who are going to have a new coach? I think all the AFC East teams, they will have the same coach. I think you could see the Colts will have a new coach. The Texans could, all of the AFC North teams will be the same. maybe McDaniels gets fired for the Raiders. The Broncos need a new coach. All the NFC right. East teams will be the same. All the NFC South teams. Well, the NFC South, I think they'll probably end up giving Wilkes the job. He's the interim. We'll see. David Tepper is one of those guys. He's one of these super rich guys who will spend whatever. So maybe the Panthers get a new coach. Look in the NFC North, they're all going to be the same. Looking at the NFC West, the Cardinals will need a new coach. So that's what do we just get? Like six openings right there, some more appealing than others.
It's always a crazy one too. You know that.
There'll be some circumstance. Yeah. Right. So we'll say less than eight, but certainly more than a couple. Right.
Yes.
And keep in mind, there's also going to be a huge quarterback carousel this offseason and the ripple effects of that might be huge, where like Aaron Rodgers or some quarterback we don't even know is available is going to say, I'm not coming there unless quarterback Cleveland is my guy.
Cleveland too.
Yeah. I mean, like literally who knows, but here's the thing. Michigan, he's got such a good freaking deal right now, man. He plays one competitive game a year against Ohio State. When he wins that game, he gets to make the college football playoff. Can you like, is that the nicest life you could ask for, man? I got fantasy. I just think that is such a cushy gig. And if this guy ever lucks into a quarterback, if he ever, just for whatever reason, gets one of these 7-on-7 pro style, you know, Texas quarterback kids to come to Michigan, why can't they win the national championship? So I got fantasy.
Yeah, I have fantasy too. By the way, I would add, Davis, let me throw this at you to add another coach to this possibility. If Tampa Bay was to get blown out in the first round of the playoffs, I think they would fire that coach too. I think
they'll get fired if Brady says, I'll stay. If Brady says, I'll stay, you bring in whoever I want.
Yeah, so that would be nine potential coaches. So I'm going to say fantasy as well. I think you illustrated the reason is that he's got such a great gig. I mean, every year, his success or failure is not really defined by the college football playoff, because now, Davis, they're expanding to 12 teams anyway. I think he's going to get in every year to the college football playoff. It's a matter of the seeding, I think, at this point for him. How is their season defined? Beating Ohio State. 2 years ago, he had never beaten Ohio State. Everyone's like, oh, maybe he'll go to the NFL. Maybe he'll be out at Michigan. And I think that those conversations were realistic. But what has he done the last 2 years? He's beaten Ohio State. I don't know. Like, I think he's in the best position he could possibly be. And so what kind of opening would it take for him to leave? Would it be like, let's say Pete Carroll retires? Would he go to Seattle? Like he's been on the West Coast before. I don't see a perfect spot out there. And why in the world they would correlate him to Denver? Why in the world would he take that job there? I mean, I don't get that at all.
That's like the most unattractive coaching position on the NFL. Cause I think the ownership is going to say, you're coming here, you fix Russell Wilson. That's the deal.
Yeah, of course. I think they're going to be in a spot just like they were with Hackett. I think they're going to have to get somebody that may not even be a great coach to Denver. I will say fantasy. He's going back to Michigan. He's going to get a lot more money again. This is what happens the last couple years. I think that is the case. Okay, so this is an interesting one here. Popped on this morning and saw this and thought I did not expect that we would be seeing this here. So I will throw this one at you. The Chicago Bears have very much succeeded with Justin Fields this year. It feels like, by the way, their team is terrible, that's going to be a team that I'm going to be bullish on next year, because they basically gave away half their team. They traded Roquan Smith. They didn't care about their wide receivers or anything else. But they have their quarterback. I think they have their quarterback in Justin Fields. Maybe not. Fantasy reality, the Chicago Bears will take a quarterback in this year's NFL draft. I suppose this could apply to the 5th, 6th, and 7th round too, but Fields, I thought, has made a lot of strides this year, although I will say in the games he looks bad, Davis, he looks absolutely terrible. That's definitely true.
So I actually think this is more a question of, like, is the Bears front office sharp? Because what do the best teams in the NFL do? They're taking quarterbacks all the time. The Patriots take a quarterback in every draft. The Eagles take quarterbacks in every draft. I mean, seriously, the best teams in the NFL, they are always using. What was the consensus at the time that Jalen Hurts was drafted? Wasted pick. Can't believe you'd waste a pick on a second-round quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo, wasted pick, right? Bailey Zappi, seventh-round pick. Oh, who cares? It's like, no, good teams always want to be running through a quarterback, because backup quarterback, pretty important position, right? Mahomes misses a game. Brady misses a game. Fields misses a game. Like, not being dead in that game, not having to start Josh Dobbs or Nathan Peterson, right? So, my deal is the Bears roster is so bad. They have so many holes. I don't think they can take a quarterback this year. So I got fantasy for this year.
Yeah, I have fantasy too. I think they found their guy. I think that, look, it's a very dangerous situation, by the way, the Houston Texans find themselves in, by the way, this week. I don't know that I've seen a team going into the last week of the season needing to lose. Davis, Houston has to lose this week or they're going to lose their first pick overall in the draft. There's going to be some serious tanking going on this week in the NFL. I'll say fantasy as well. I like what I've seen from Fields. I think he's going to end up being a better fantasy quarterback than reality one, but really, that's our show. Yeah. So I got fantasy as well. Okay, so the holidays have come and gone, and naturally there are people who have their birthday around the holidays, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, maybe the day after Christmas, maybe even New Year's. My wife's birthday is New Year's, as a matter of fact, so you can imagine Hanukkah and New Year's together, so I can speak to this. Fantasy or reality, Davis? Now that the holiday season is in the rearview mirror for us, we're moving forward toward Valentine's Day. You get less presents if your birthday is around the holidays. Fantasy or reality?
I mean, this is indisputably true. There is absolutely no way that you could say that if your birthday is like December 23rd, January 4th, what, like, there's, if your birthday is February 10th, you know, whatever, there is no chance that you get the same amount of presents that someone who has like a summer birthday. Summer birthday, which I have, perfect, because your birthday falls near nothing. People are not thinking Christmas. They're not thinking Valentine's Day. It is its own event entirely. One of my sister-in-laws has a New Year's Eve birthday, and she never gets anything. It's a combo gift.
Right.
You give her something and you say, this is for Christmas and for your birthday, right? It's just the way it works. It's no one's fault. It's just that is the way of the world. 100% reality.
Yeah, it's a reality. Those combo birthdays can't be fun. Now, again, I have an April one, so it doesn't really matter for me as well. But yeah, I feel like that's the case. I mean, imagine, Davis, having your wife having a birthday and on Valentine's Day. Like, I mean, it's probably a much bigger deal, but in terms of the present giving, it's probably less. So I would agree. I would say that you're probably getting less at that time for sure. And boy, there's just nothing you can do about it. But in the end, hopefully you take care of whoever that person is, because they still deserve their gift despite when their holiday is. All right, we got to take a quick time out and come back next. It's time for the Sports Grid 60, and then we turn it over to the early line here on this Wednesday. I'll be back with you at 2 o'clock Eastern for another edition of NewsWire, the latest with the scheduling in the NFL. Also, some previews of the games coming up this weekend, no doubt, as well as the national championship game. Fun weekend for football. Georgia and TCU will play on Monday. We'll be back with more. We're on FST right after this. Don't go away. Break, break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Davis and I will be right back here tomorrow on the show, getting you ready for the upcoming weekend 18 in the NFL, final week of the season. Don't forget, two games Saturday night in the NFL. Now let's turn it over to Davis as we wrap up the show. Here's today's Sports Grid 60.
Well, Craig, it is January 4th here, and the Century Tournament of Champions begins tomorrow. And, you know, we talked about New Year's resolutions on the show the other day. So what I am going to impart to people today is make a New Year's resolution to watch, follow, gamble on, bet on, you know, what DFS, sports betting, whatever, Thrive Fantasy. They're going to have a golf product there as well for golf this year. Because I would say of all the sports that exists that we cover on the show, the one that is most tailor-made for betting, and it's not close, is golf. Golf is a perfect sport. Anyone who plays golf knows that too, by the way. It is just a great game for speculation and wagering. So I would say make that your New Year's resolution for, at least as it pertains to sports and gambling this year.
Not too late. Just 4 days in to the new year. You can make a new resolution if you like. I'm waiting to see what's going to happen for my fantasy football championship. I think it's fair to talk about at this point to know what's going on. Part of the discussion as it pertains to my league is potentially using the stats from this week toward the championship from last week and then using that as the determining factor. Boy, wouldn't that stink? But it may have to happen. We literally have no idea what's going to happen with that game between Buffalo and Cincinnati if it's going to be made up. I'm good with any scenario, by the way, out there. And I think that you should be too in your fantasy league. The only scenario you should not be good with is just taking your L automatically on that. If you have a chance to come back and win, we've seen craziness before in fantasy. So just hang on. Get through it together. Hopefully next week. All right, that'll do it for the show. Thanks again to our wonderful producers and our team over at LTN, our great graphics department. For Davis, I'm Craig. I will see you back at 2 o'clock Eastern for another edition of Newswire, and then right back here tomorrow morning for our next edition of Fantasy Sports Today. Enjoy your Wednesday, everyone. See you then.